like to invite you to turn with me for a moment to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians chapter 6. Beginning in verse 10 of the text, we have a passage where the Apostle Paul describes the whole armor of God with the admonition that we put the whole armor on. Verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, beginning in verse 14, he goes on, and through the remainder of that context, he describes the various components of that armor of God. But I want to note just very quickly this evening, for your consideration, verse 12, and notice the reason why the armor is needed. Notice the nature of our foe. We're told in verse 12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This describes the nature of our conflict. The nature of our conflict is spiritual rather than physical. That's why when you look, for example, in the past with regard to the Crusades and the fight, the carnal warfare that was entered in a misguided attempt to save the what they called the Holy Lands for the church and for God, that those things had absolutely no bearing upon righteousness, truly, and upon the great battle, the great conflict that rages for the souls of men. It simply didn't. Secular governments and kingdoms fight those battles. But Christ's kingdom is not of this world. If it were, his servants would fight. But his kingdom is not from here. Jesus Christ, when he was resurrected from the dead, ascended into heaven, has taken his place at the right hand of the Father, and he reigns in his kingdom. The kingdom is spiritual. And it is not whether an individual lives or dies that is of any great importance. It is his eternal standing. And as such, the weapons of our warfare have reference to truth and righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, Word of God. These are things that both protect us, enable us as well to defeat our opponent. And so we are given that admonition, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Do not underestimate that opponent. He is great. He is powerful. Do everything that you can, both to avoid those fiery darts that he sends our way, but also to be active in defeating him. And that is done through this, not through any physical means. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time to anyone who is here who needs to respond to that call. If you don't know your heart, if you need to repent of sins that you have committed, you ask for the prayers of this congregation. We're going to be just and ready to offer ourselves for you and to make such petitions on your behalf. If you're not a child of God but desire to become one today, by repenting of your sins, by confessing before those assembled today your belief and faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, by being baptized to have your sins washed away, you can become one of His. And as such, you can escape those grapples, the bonds, the chains of the wicked one. We hope and pray you'll take advantage of that at this time. Will you come? All together we stand while we sing.